Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Garre. I am America's voice, your voice. God bless America. God bless you. And thank you for being here. So much to cover here on the Steve Garre Show and give you a cold shot of reality because you need it sometimes. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Iranians plotting to kill American officials. And what do we do? Well, Joe Biden jetted off to a weeks-long vacation on an opulent island off the coast of South Carolina. Nice work, Joe. Number two, if you think it's tough now getting loans at a reasonable rate, wait until next year when the Fed will have doubled the prime rate to 4% or more. And number three, Merrick Garland, among the most partisan people to ever work in American government. I know that because he was selected by former President Barack Obama to be a member of the United States Supreme Court. Of course, that didn't happen. And President Obama brought to us some of the most radical and hardcore far-left people to ever surface in American government, and therefore, I do not believe or trust anything this guy Garland has to say. Obama tried to shove him down our throats as part of the transformation of America. We didn't need that kind of radical ideology then. We certainly don't need it now. Merrick Garland and his ilk are truly a menace to America and to free people everywhere. He doesn't believe in the equal application of the law like he claims, or the basic tenets of the United States Constitution, from what I can tell. Merrick Garland was then and is today a dangerous anti-American radical that adheres only to the ideology of globalist mentalities and should be sent the way of Chesa Boudin and other radical activists in similar positions. Bye-bye, Merrick. On Thursday, Garland, who also clearly had a very successful charisma bypass operation many years ago, stood in front of the camera and coldly reading a prepared statement from the teleprompter, declared that he had personally approved of the search warrant to raid the home of former President Donald Trump. Unbelievable. To do what no Department of Justice or Attorney General had ever done before, ever dared to do before, not ever. Not even during dire times in American history. Way beyond the pale. He approved of the raid on the home of the former president in the desperate hope that they could find something, anything, to manufacture a case for Donald Trump to be blocked from running for president again. That's all this is about, my friends. That's all any of this is about. He approved a warrant to go fishing for a smoking gun or anything they and their dishonest media allies could pass off as a smoking gun, no matter how far-fetched it turns out to be. Garland, with all the sparkling personality of a wet towel, regurgitated the words on the screens in front of him and was about as convincing as Joe Biden saying inflation is really at zero and America's doing great. Yeah. Both flat, emotionless speeches fell on deaf ears because nobody's buying any of this BS. Garland, who was foisted upon us by Obama and then thankfully blocked by Moscow Mitch from ever getting to the Supreme Court, gave some half-hearted defense of the raid and admitted that he personally approved of it. Based on what? We're still sorting out. Now, he says that he's ready to unseal the warrant. At 11:40 last night, Donald Trump posted on Truth Social, "Where are you? Release the documents. It's not here." Donald Trump writes, "Not only will I not oppose the release of the documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step further by encouraging the immediate release of all those documents. Even though they've been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents who have a strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years." Donald Trump said release the documents. Merrick Garland said he would do that. We don't have them. It's now been 5 days. Let's be honest. These are people that are motivated by pure radical political ideologies. These are the ones claiming the moral high ground while labeling ordinary parents as domestic terrorists just for wanting to be involved in their kids' educations and standing up against local school districts and boards. People that declare police are inherently racist, as are all Trump supporters and white people generally, because they have the audacity to believe the U.S. Constitution is a valid and remarkable document, like we do, makes us dangerous, you see. These are people, Merrick Garland and company, that cheerlead for open borders and decry anyone opposed to those self-destructive ideas, again calling them racist terrorists like you and I. If we don't fall in line, we're racist. So excuse me for calling Merrick Garland for what he is, a radical, anti-American activist with a hell of a lot of power, a hell of a lot of power, but very little honesty in his bones. All right, let's reflect on what he said yesterday. Here is A.G. Garland announcing the decision to ask for the search warrant to be unsealed. Listen.
The Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Mr. Excitement, Merrick Garland, everybody. Mr. Excitement. Like I said, successful charisma bypass operation in his life. Personality bypass, too, is an extra bonus. But that guy's big fun on a Saturday night. Meh, 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 meh. I don't believe anything he has to say. Then he gave a defense of the people in the Department of Justice and FBI. So spirited, in fact, he couldn't do it off the cuff. He had to read the comments straight from the teleprompter. He is so genuine. He couldn't even talk about his people without the use of a prompter. Listen to this.
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety, while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them.
Sorry, is he done? Whew. Dishonest. Merrick Garland is an embarrassment to the Department of Justice. This raid on Mar-a-Lago is a stain on American history. It's unbelievable, frankly. We'll have more as we continue here. Thank you for being here. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Don't just sit there. Check it out. I'll be right back.
Tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.